To CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. The federal government has approved a new 400-mile power transmission line that will cross northwest Colorado. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Pacific Corp, a utility serving Northern California and the Pacific Northwest, is building the project. The company says the Gateway South Line will allow it to access wind-rich areas in Wyoming and solar-rich parts of Utah. It was held up after owners of a Colorado ranch objected, but they reached a settlement with the company last year. The Biden administration has said new transmission lines like this one are critical to its goal for 100% carbon-free power by 2035. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
State wildlife officials are asking birders to help document the nesting habits of a bird often found at high elevations. CPR's Paolo Giosita reports.
That's the bird call of a brewer sparrow, which usually raise their young in arid sagebrush habitats. But historically, Colorado Parks and Wildlife have documented their nests at elevations over 11,000 feet. Researchers are asking birders to help them determine if populations at those altitudes could be a different subspecies of the bird, which have never been discovered in Colorado. Sightings can be reported online. I'm Paolo Giosita, CPR News.
Coloradans 50 and older will be getting reminders to get their second booster dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. The state health department is sending out texts and emails to people who are due for another dose. The shots are free and available at more than 2,000 providers around the state. Recent rain and snow have improved the water situation on the Front Range, but Denver 7 meteorologist Mike Nelson tells Colorado Matters it missed other parts of the state.
Didn't do much for the Southwest also. The San Juans are still really dry. Same thing down around Alamosa. And we got a good dose of snow for the eastern side. Didn't get much west of the divide, so it's not going to help fill Lake Powell.
Lake Powell downstream on the Colorado River provides water and electricity to millions of people in the Southwest, and water levels have been falling there. Colorado could see some more rain and snow today and tonight, tomorrow too. This is CPR News.